You are listening to FPEA Connects, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
Welcome to episode number 79 of FPEA Connects. I'm Suzanne, and I'm so glad you have decided to listen in today. Sharon and I are here together today talking about some fun plans that we have coming up. Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
So what have you been up to?
Oh, just reading books this summer. And
you're killing me with all the reading. You've read like a million books to my one.
I have been reading a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
How about you?
So what's good? What have you read that's great?
Well, I'm reading Gone with the Wind right now.
That's
I've
good.
Always wanted to read
I've
that.
I've read that.
Classic. Yeah. So that's what I'm reading right now. And I've been reading some series before that.
That's good. Lots of fun. We've also been working on FPEA plans around the office here, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Planning an exciting new trip to FPEA that's coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Going to St. Augustine. Calling it our little adventure road trip, right? And that's going to be a lot of fun. We actually are going to talk more about St. Augustine in another podcast. But this one is going to be fun. I think if you want to check it out, it's all up on our website, our itinerary. Mm-hmm. We are still taking registrations for families. And we are going to do some fun things. We're going to start out by going to the Fort Matanzas.
Uh-huh.
And it's a small little fort that's still left there standing, but it's a very interesting sight. And like I said, we'll talk more about some of these things in detail in another podcast, but we will be visiting that. We will be visiting the St. Augustine Lighthouse, Anastasia State Park. So there's a lot of good things on that itinerary. So I think people can go online at www.fpa.com, and also, we have the FPEA app that has all of that information in that itinerary if you want to download the app if you don't already have it. But if you do have it, it's already there, right?
Yep.
So that'll be fun, and we'll talk more about St. Augustine later, like I said. But today, I want to talk about fall. Let's talk about fall.
Fall is my favorite season of the year.
I know. And I know. And we get to this time of year, and we always talk about some aspect of fall and things to do. And talk about how great it is. I think it's funny because I'll talk to other people and I'll say how much I love fall. And they act like, well, how can you have fall in Florida?
Yeah.
There's no season.
I was just going to say that. I said, well, as a Floridian, it is a season to me. I noticed the change. But there's so many transplants, people from up north, and they really miss the actual fall that they get up there. But I noticed the change in weather.
Their version of here. Fall. We notice
yeah,
fall.
Yeah, I love a Florida fall.
Yes, we do. So we're going to talk about that. But what's your favorite thing about fall? When we shift into fall here in Florida, what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is the weather, like the cool breezes and like football weather at night. You know, I'll go watch my nephew play football at night, and it's nice and cool. It's so breezy. And being on the East Coast over here, it is really breezy.
Yeah, I was
and
say,
I do enjoy that.
Yeah, I think being on the East Coast, you get a little bit more of the Atlantic breezes coming off, and I think it does lend itself to a little bit more of that feeling.
I love the fall scents, too. All the candles that are coming out now and the home fragrances, and I love that kind of stuff. Those scents are so warming and home.
Well, I think it's part of the way that you kind of bring it into your house. Because even if it's 100 degrees outside, when you walk into my house during the fall, it's going to smell like we're in the middle of, you know, fall.
Like you should have a sweater on.
And a sweater, But, you know, all of those scents that bring that to mind. One of the things in our house that really kicks it up is cooking. And because I do, even in my mind, I shift into a different kind of cooking. We make soups and we make stews more. And we do some things that are sweet that are like my kid's favorite and probably one of mine is the apple caramel cake that I do. And that's because, of course, normally we've gone and picked apples, not in Florida necessarily, but up north a little ways. We pick the apples and then we do a multitude of things with them. But they love the apple caramel cake where we make our own caramel. And, you know, that cooking in the kitchen just smells And it's got cinnamon in it.
Such a cozy feel.
Oh, it's a cozy feeling. Yeah. And I personally, too, like I said, we normally take a trip in the fall, early fall, and we will pick apples. And I'll get pumpkin, fresh pumpkin, and butternut squash that I love to bring home. And I'm telling you, roasting those and eating those, that's just something that we don't do the rest of the year. You know, it's something that I pick up while we're there. And so for us, we're bringing in a little bit of that feeling from up north. Well, of course, we can buy pumpkins in Florida and butternut squash and all of those things, too. So we enjoy that. And I'll make, like, autumn stews and things with those vegetables in it instead of some of the ones you would normally put in there.
Chili is one of my favorite things to eat. And it's like you think you can't eat it in the summer, although I will tell you, I do break the rules occasionally.
Occasionally.
But usually you wait for the cool weather to have chili, and me and my kids both love chili.
Oh, we have a chili apple night. That's what we call it. Apple chili night, chili apple night.
Do you put apples in the chili?
No, we just make chili.
Okay.
And then we make whatever the dessert is has apples in it.
I'm coming to your house.
That's right. So we do it. We've done it with family. We've done it with friends. And it's a lot of fun because it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, it does. It shifts from summer into this. Now we're doing chili and apples, and it's a lot of fun. We always do this thing where we make a spicy mixture on the stove that is like a potpourri, a cooking potpourri.
Yeah, like a simmering.
Oh, yes, a simmering spice.
A simmery scent or something.
Yeah, and we'll put orange peels in it and cloves and nutmeg. I mean, it smells so, so good.
You don't drink it. You're just using it to scent the home.
Just to give the scent to the house. And, of course, like you said, we get candles and room sprays, basically anything we can to bring in that fall scent. And we like to go through those areas, even if it's up in North Florida or Georgia where some of our family lives, and pick up a little bit of that blustery, because we don't get a lot of the breeze or windy where we live. But, you know, and to see the leaves on the ground and to crunch on some pecan shells and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that part I like. But when it all comes down to it, you know, we come back home and we're here in Florida and we've got to do fall in Florida, right? So, I think that you and I don't feel like we miss it, but let's talk about some of the things that make it feel like fall to us in Florida. You were saying you go to football games, and that's always a great, fun fall event with your family. So even, especially if you live in smaller towns, I think there's always that hometown football team, and you can go with your family and, you know, the kids will enjoy football. We have friends, of course, that go to college and, you know, all kinds of football games.
Yeah. It's a fun Friday night.
Yeah. And Florida's filled with football. So
yes, it is.
You got plenty of options. So I think taking your kids and doing something like that is great. There are a lot of fall festivals. And I mean, even if we're not, you know, blessed with natural fall, we bring a lot of it in through fall festivals and activities. It's imported. But no, there's a couple of places we've been over the years. I think one of the pumpkin patches that we like to go to and it has a fall festival feel and other things to do is Hunsader Farms. And I think they're pretty popular for, you know, going and having pumpkins and having the hayride and the fall festival feel and doing apple bobbing and just all kinds of activities and music. And so it can be a lot of fun.
So where's that located?
Hunsader Farms is down a little bit further south on the East Coast. Yeah.
Okay.
Down around Sarasota area, I believe. Bradenton, that area.
Oh, you mean on the West Coast?
I'm sorry. Yes, West Coast.
I was like, Sarasota. Yes.
So, but Hunsader Farms is a good place to go. And then we have liked corn mazes. And actually, there are corn mazes in Florida. Yeah. So there are a few. And we used to go, when my kids were younger, we used to go down to Dakin Dairy and do their corn maze. And that was really good. I know my kids kind of got scared and got lost in it one time. But there's also another corn maze called Harvest Holler Corn Maze that is pretty popular around the area. And so that's something I think that you can still do with your kids. It can be fun to do, and it gives you that feeling of, you know, really enjoying the fall. One of our favorite things to do, though, and I don't know about you with this, because I know you don't do this as much as us, but we love going to theme parks in the fall. because, you know, we are true Floridians and we don't believe that you go to them during the summer. It's too hot and there's way too many people at the theme parks, but we love going to Disney, which is our main go-to place during the fall season. And one of the reasons is because, of course, they've put up all kinds of fall decorations because they do have some special events during the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have the fall decorations, you have the coolness and the temperature and the air.
It's so much nicer to be at the theme parks like that.
Oh, yeah. So much better. Like a million times better than going during the summertime. So, and the crowds are not usually quite as bad. Like summer is like slammed, you know? And then we like to do crafts. I mean, the kids love doing crafts, and my kids have always done them as they've grown up. We would typically do some, you know, special crafts about themes around the fall, whether it was seasons or leaves or pumpkins or apples or,
pilgrims,
you know, whatever it was like a fall theme. And, of course, books to go with it. So when they were little, they did those kinds of crafts. Now I have an older daughter that loves to paint and crochet. And she's really even found some great crafts on Pinterest. Some neat things to paint that are fun that you can use around your house just during the fall season, right? And then also I've seen some of the cutest little crocheted pumpkins and, you know, all kinds of stuff that's neat. And then I found some really neat things that I'm so scared to attempt because they look so perfect on Pinterest. But I really want to try. They have the shaped cookies, right? And so I have seen some of the cutest shaped pumpkin cookies that are decorated in so many cute ways that are great. But with that smooth icing, I have a hard time getting the smooth icing. But I saw the cutest one the other day that was one of the old pickup trucks. And it had pumpkins in the back of it. And it has said on the back of the bumper, Happy Fall, y'all.
Oh,
it's a cookie where you're going to eat it. And it's like all that work goes into that one cookie.
I know.
But I think that that's great. So I think no matter what you do, what kind of crafting you enjoy, that there's so many things you can find on Pinterest. And even when your kids get a little bit older, fun, crafty things to do. And, of course, like we were talking about, you know, we watch fall movies. They're actually, you know, some fall movies out there that we like to watch. We might be a Hallmark family. So, but we enjoy doing that. And I think that, you know, too, as I watch those sometimes, you know, we forget about, we don't have a lot of, you know, harvesty things and harvest moons. And I used to talk with my kids when they were younger and kind of explain those seasons and what all of the harvest time was about, you know, with, the people who are around that farm and agricultural life. So I think it was a lot of fun. And I would just encourage, you know, you and your family, as you're in Florida, to just kind of embrace some of those things that are very Florida. If you haven't found them, you don't have to drive too far. I mean, you can probably find all of those types of things, the corn maze, a pumpkin patch, within an hour's drive of most anywhere in Central Florida, you know. And in North Florida, you're going to have some of the same stuff up there, probably a little bit more access even to some of those types of things. But, you know, I just want to encourage you to just really embrace the fall and have that fun seasonal mindset with your kids and, you know, teach them some of those things that we have not come by naturally in our part of the, you know, United States, but that they can pick up on from reading and travel. Maybe even. So, but it's all good. But thank you for talking about fall with me today. And I just want to thank everybody who has joined us and is listening in today. And if you are considering homeschooling, or maybe you're already fully engaged in homeschooling, just remember this. FPA is your source for all of your Florida homeschooling needs. You can check out our website, www.fpa.com, for exciting opportunities and valuable resources. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and on Pinterest. You can find some of our good fall craft ideas and recipes. And other great tidbits and resources that are sure to help you as you create your customized homeschool journey.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our show and will join us next time for FPEA Connects. You can find us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network at ultimateradioshow.com. For more information about FPEA, visit us at our website, fpea.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, stay connected.